Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine across the area for today, with high temperatures warming up into the lower part of the 80s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies will drop to a low of 48. Saturday, not quite as warm, lower 70s for highs, but still expecting lots of sunshine. And for Sunday, slight chance for an afternoon shower, 67. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, 45.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. This week has been National Teen Driver Safety Week, and parents are encouraged to talk to their teenagers about staying safe on the road, as one mother, Denise Cupp, lost her daughter, Kenzie, at the age of 19 due to a distracted driver. She spoke with KSN about the pain she goes through and doesn't want anyone to go through it again.
Changed our lives forever. Ripped a part of our life, our soul, our heart. Get off your phone. Get off your phone. You know, you pass people, they're watching a movie, they're texting their friend, they're fighting with their boyfriend, pull over.
And Gary Herman, KDOT Behavioral Safety Manager, spoke with KSN about the problem being greater than just teens.
We want to get the message out that we can drive safer, and it's easy to do, and compliance to the law is, in many times, going to help save your life.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday brings another collegiate triple header for a huge afternoon of college football. Kick things off with Penn State and Ohio State at 11. Then it's Texas and Houston at 3, followed by Utah at USC in primetime. And on Sunday, Week 7's NFL action puts the Lions against the Ravens at noon. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
The Wallace County Sheriff's Office has been reporting that deputies are making more arrests and rescuing more than 20 victims from 3 recent cases of human trafficking with the help of a new law. Wallace County Sheriff Marshall Unruh spoke more with 12 News.
The vans that we stop, they typically only seat 7 or 8 people. And when 12, 13 people get out of that van and they open the rear compartment of that van and people start crawling out of the luggage compartment, you know there's something wrong.
He also added that they have increased their enforcement on Highway 40, and Fort Wallace Museum has become a frequent stopper for people in these situations, and so they have also increased their enforcement there too, along with the staff at the museum. In other news, Leavenworth PD is investigating the suspicious death of a 1-year-old who died in a hospital with many injuries. Police have launched this investigation after the toddler's death on Wednesday night, after officers received a call to respond to the Woodland Village Apartments. The type of injuries have not been revealed.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and 2 chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Fromm Bar has been added to the Nebraska Holiday Tourism Passport and is the only Hastings stop there. And they're looking to grow downtown, in the words of Amanda Hoffman and Courtney Davis, the co-owners of the Fromm Bar.
We really enjoy being downtown. I really like coffee. Amanda also owns another business downtown, a boutique. So we love downtown Hastings.
And small businesses.
And regulars love the business, including this one, a college student, who said she's been coming to the Fromm Bar for 3 years.
I really love that atmosphere. It's super cozy, and it just helps me get a lot done.
A Grand Island man is now behind bars after he's accused of assaulting a man with a weapon. Titus Corey, age 22, is being charged with second-degree assault after a disturbance at an apartment complex. after he struck a 25-year-old family member in the head with a firearm.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Valley Heights Elementary was recently awarded a recognition of merit. Heidi Staples and Justine DeBoer commented.
There's 1,305 high school, middle school, and elementary schools in the state of Kansas, 1,305, and they only selected four. And to be one of the four is pretty special. This is the second time that we won this award. You have to take a gap of 5 years. You win it, and you can't win it again for 5 years. And we've won it for the second time in basically 6 years.
They recognize the impact on the Valley Heights community.
It really does take a village for something like this to take place. It's the parents, the grandparents, the businesses, just coming together with the staff, the teachers, administration to make something special like this happen. So, again, we're just so blessed here.
In mid-November, Mr. Staples and I will travel to Washington, D.C. to accept this award on behalf of our staff. And we truly wish we could take each staff member and community member with us and student, but we are honored that we'll get to represent them and share that award with them when we get back.
Titus Staples and Justine DeBoer will be guests on our KNDY Public Affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10. They expressed the pride not only for current students and staff, but the larger community as well.
You know, what's kind of neat to me is just to hear from the alumni and the people that have gone to school here and what this means to them, too, the school succeeding and having success, not just athletically, but academically. And so, you know, it's kind of neat to see. It's kind of a reward for all of the Valley Heights Mustangs.
Kansas Department of Transportation began replacement of the Mill Creek Bridge about 8 miles south of Randolph on U.S. 77 this week. Initial work consisting of a shoe-fly detour to carry traffic around the existing bridge. That's expected to be completed by early December. Traffic then shifting to the detour while demolition and reconstruction take place. Traffic impacts expected to be minimal. Speeds will be reduced to 50 miles per hour through the work zone for the duration of the project, which will be complete by April. King Construction of Heston is contractor on the $2.25 million project. Washington County Fair Board will hold its annual meeting Monday evening at 7 at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will host an employment roundtable Tuesday, focusing on retention and recruitment. The roundtable discussion with local employers will explore the topics. Deb Oldie with North Central Regional Planning Commission will moderate the discussion. Three panelists will share their insights and ideas touching on how to become a place where people want to work, recruiting and staffing tactics that resonate with particular generations, and what we as a community can do to enhance our reputation as a great place to live, work, and play. The hour-long meeting Tuesday begins 8 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville and is open to anyone from the area interested, free of charge. Kansas Department of Transportation is concluding a series of 9 local consult meetings held every 2 years to discuss regional transportation project priorities. They'll wrap up with a virtual meeting for anyone who's not been able to attend. That is Tuesday, October 24th, 5 until 6:30 p.m. Those who attend will have an opportunity to share the region's transportation priorities. Those with concerns at the Hanover and Beatty junctions on U.S. 36 are particularly urged to make their voices heard regarding those intersections. The Zoom meeting is Tuesday evening beginning at 5. Contact the Kansas Department of Transportation for pre-registration information. Nancy G. Smith, age 85, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away October 12th. graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Nancy Smith. Francis A. Vering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away September 21st. A funeral mass is planned Saturday, October 21st, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, private interment in the church cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Francis Vering. Reverend Jerome E. Jack Ulmer, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Reverend Jack Ulmer. Raul Delmar of Marysville passed away, and a memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the shelter on the Blue River Rail Trail, north of inline construction. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Raul Raleigh Delmar. Ivan Butch Berger, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ivan Butch Berger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, cheesy potatoes, sliced carrots, and apricots. Monday's menu, pulled pork on a bun, scalloped potatoes, cucumber salad, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures looking to run well above average for today. Typically, the average high temperatures this time of year closer to the mid-60s, and instead looking at lower 80s for high temperatures by this afternoon with ample amounts of sunshine as high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern. As we head into tonight, still clear and quiet there with overnight lows into the upper 40s. Not quite as warm on Saturday, but still expecting ample amounts of sunshine. This comes as a weak cold frontal boundary works in from the northwest late tonight into early on Saturday morning. We'll ease back to some lower 70s for highs there on Saturday, and upper 60s for highs into the day on Sunday. A weak upper-level disturbance could touch off a few very isolated showers by Sunday afternoon. Monday, a dry forecast, but a better chance for rain Tuesday through next Thursday as a developing storm system approaches from the west. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Average high temperature mid-October 67, record high on this date 93, the average low 42, and the record low 21. Sunrise this morning 7:42, sunset this evening at 6:42. It's 46 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 20th of October. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bethany. Tone Valley Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team.
Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities. We can really use your help.
Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and a retirement package.
Apply for a full-time or part-time position at Greenleaf or Beatty location.
Or online at twinvalleyfriends.com/jobopenings.
Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
The defending champs weren't down for long. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After a Game 3 road win in Arlington, the Astros look to even up the American League Championship Series last night against the Rangers. Top four, sacks packed. A Yordan Alvarez sack fly would break a 3-3 tie. Next at bat, Jose Abreu brought in the rest.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Three-pointer from way downtown. Palacalle, si, senor, Abreu. Shot.
Call on KBME. That made it 7-3 Astros. The Astros tie the ALCS at two games apiece with a 10-3 win. Alex Bregman postgame on Abreu's big hit.
Abreu coming up with another big swing. It was massive for our team.
Game five this evening, lefty Jordan Montgomery for the Rangers, Justin Verlander for the Stros. First pitch, 5:07 p.m. Eastern. Week 7 of the NFL opened in New Orleans. Saints hosting the Jaguars. Late fourth quarter, all even at 24. Trevor Lawrence driving the Jags from the Saints 44.
Three right, two left. He drops. Looks. Checks it down underneath. That's a crossing route to Christian Kirk. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Christian Kirk to the goal line. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
The call on WJXL. That made it 31-24. With the extra point, the Jags would get a red zone stop in the final seconds to seal the win. Lawrence led Jacksonville in rushing, playing on a sprained left knee. Jags head coach Doug Peterson called the performance gutsy.
Proud of his effort, you know, the ability to escape the pocket and run. Fortunately, they were straight-ahead runs. He didn't have to cut too much. But a lot of gutsy performances out there, and his is probably the number one.
The Jaguars go to 5-2 on the campaign. Good for first place in the AFC South. The loss drops the Saints under 500 at 3-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time for our latest Larry Steckline reports.
Well, friends, for all practical purposes, the House or the Senate Ag Committee is stalled on a new farm bill. Everybody says we're done for the year. We're going to have an extension. So that's what we're going to wait with bated breath. Needless to say, they can't get a guy to lead the House. So we've got some problems there. That has to be done first. In the meantime, there's a lot of people that want to whack money out of that farm program. That's why I say let's just redo the one we've got. Let's just extend it and forget about it. That's what I'd do if I could, but I can't. So we'll have to wait and see what the clowns do back there. In any event, they'll mess it up one way or the other, in my opinion. Farm bill extension, almost 100% guarantee. In the meantime, a USDA report came out. Drove soybean prices nuts for one day, and then it started back and down. You know, again, it's just a good example of why I am so against the way we have to live on the farm price-wise by using what these people on the Chicago Board of Trade think each and every day. And it changes depending upon what kind of a night they had. So in any event, let me just quickly tell you that USDA brought down the 23-24 crop, lowered the yield estimate about 8 bushels an acre. That's for corn. The ending stocks were lowered 110 million bushels. That was all pretty good information that I thought would strengthen the corn market some, and it may have, may hold us in there just a little bit. Soybeans, that wasn't a big a deal to me, but it sure was to the boys on the Board of Trade for, again, I'll say one day.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Niffert. The K-State College of Agriculture, College of Engineering, and Colleges of Arts and Sciences have come together to launch the Institute of Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics. Kansas State University Precision Ag Engineer A.J. Sharda explains what this new institute is and how it plans to support innovations.
It's an interdisciplinary institute. We are faculty coming from multiple colleges, you know, College of Arts and Sciences, College of Agriculture and Engineering. This institute basically is a collection of faculty members who are really passionate about both digital ag and the advanced analytic component of it. We all believe that going forward, most agricultural problems, challenges, technology innovation, engineering innovation, digital solutions, agronomic solutions need to be interdisciplinary, and none of us can individually provide the best answers or solutions or technologies to the producers.
Research, teaching, and outreach are all important to K-State research and extension, and Sharda says they're also viable to the institute.
So this institute, which is formalized at K-State, actually intends to bring a lot more faculty into the fold of the institute, trying to develop individual verticals where people who are passionate about working in a specific topic or their passion is to develop teaching programs, you know, workshops, exchanging knowledge, doing outreach to people. So this institute intends to really take the all three components of land grant system, like research, teaching, extension, and go very boldly to tackle all these under the umbrella of, you know, digital ag and advanced analytics.
Sharda shares why they plan to collaborate with private organizations.
Our first biggest goal is to let people know that this institute is there. Let people know that the leadership at Kansas State University is all in about digital ag and advanced analytics. That's important for the state of Kansas. That's important for Kansas State University and for the faculty who really want to develop these disciplines. We want to reach industry. Already work with lots and lots of industry partners, but we are looking for one or two very strong strategic industry partners who can become the face for, you know, hand-in-hand development of technologies and innovation and all those solutions.
That was Kansas State University Precision Ag Engineer A.J. Sharda on the Institute of Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics. This interdisciplinary team at K-State plans to work together to help solve challenges for producers. For more information on this institute, visit www.kstate.edu and search Digital Ag Institute or visit www.da3symposium.com. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Does a mild October mean a harsh winter? We will take a look at what old-time weather wisdom has to say on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 20th, the 293rd day of the year. Baseball Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle was born on this day. Can weather lore tell us what the upcoming winter will be like? Most old-time wisdom makes an association between a mild October and a harsh winter. A warm October, a cold February, goes one proverb. Another says, when leaves fall early, fall and winter will be mild. When leaves fall late, winter will be hard and wild. And there is some good reasoning behind those axioms. An entrenched pattern will eventually be followed by contrasting conditions. And as macro weather situations are slow to change, it's no wonder that one seems to lead the other. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local long-range forecast at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 46 degrees this hour. Friday highs around 80 on tap, a little bit warmer today. Pleasant mild weekend ahead in the 70s.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Chiefs have traded for their former wide receiver as he spent the beginning of the season with the New York Jets. Mecole Hardman Jr. will be heading back to the Kansas City Chiefs, the team that drafted him. The Jets are receiving the compensation as a 2025 sixth-round pick, as Mecole Hardman was coupled with a 2025 seventh-round pick, as the Chiefs have mostly struggled at wide receiver this year. Their leader at the position in catches and yards is the rookie second-round draft pick, Rashee Rice. This gives the Chiefs largely the same wide receiver core that they had last year, with the exception of Juju Smith-Schuster. After missing 8 games with the Chiefs last year due to injuries, Hardman signed with the Jets for a 1-year $4 million contract and has only played in 28 offensive snaps with only one reception through 5 games for the New York squad. And after Week 5, the Jets informed Hardman that they would either trade him or release him. They traded him.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Not as much. We talked about that the other day. I think the best teams are the ones where there's competition, but there's also separation between maybe 5 and 6. And we don't have that yet.
That is KU men's basketball head coach Bill Self talking about who his potential fifth starter could be. He also mentioned that he could play any of the 4 perimeter guys that he sees, being that they all have different talents and skills. K-State men's basketball head coach Jerome Tang spoke about how much success his team had before and why.
I'll tell you this. I believe that we found winners. We had 10 state championships on our team last year. And guys who had won, they'd won the last game in their career at some point in time. And then I have a staff that loves me and, like, really loves the guys. And they were willing to be honest with me when we weren't going in the right direction or if something needed to be changed. And when you get people who are transparent with each other and operate out of motive of love, you can accomplish anything.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football action. It's senior night as Marysville entertains Clay Center live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, it's senior night for Hanover hosting Frankfurt live on FM 95.5.
Senior night for Valley Heights hosting Smith Center in district play. Axtell is home to Donovan West, Washington County at Rock Hills, Lynn at Blue Valley, Centralia's at Pleasant Ridge. Again, our broadcast features Friday, Marysville hosting Clay Center, and Hanover home to Frankfort.
Our Friday night featured game of the week on FM 95.5 pits the 5-2 Frankfort Wildcats against the 4-3 Hanover Wildcats on senior night. With home field advantage on the line in a highly anticipated district matchup, Frankfort is looking to bounce back.
Yeah, it'd be nice to host a home playoff game for sure. And our focus is, 100% on Hanover and trying to find a way to perform better than we did last week.
While Hanover is looking to continue the momentum they've built last week.
I thought our kids responded well again to a couple turnovers and some penalties. I feel like, offensively, we're definitely probably playing just as good now as we have at any point this year.
The Kansas Kickoff Show gets us started at 6 p.m. while pregame coverage starts around 6:40 live on FM 95.5 at knyradio.com and in the KNDY FM mobile app. Your home for high school football on Friday nights is KNDY.
KNDY.